Good morning, Tamara.
I'm at work.
Okay.
I'm not getting ready. I'm at work.
At work. You're all dressed and made up, hair and everything.
No. I'm still in my pajamas, but I'm at work. I'm still a little black boy. I haven't turned into a girl yet with my makeup, but no, I'm at work.
All fluffed up and everything.
How long does it take you to get made ready for?
For TV.
Well, I do my own hair and my own makeup. Nikki knows that. I do my own hair and makeup because I had a bad experience many, many years ago.
What happened?
I had a makeup artist who did my makeup, and it looked like she was trying to make me into buckwheat. It looked like I had mud on my face. I was like, I'm going to take my destiny into my own hands. I don't think she'd done anybody brown before, and it was a disaster. So Debbie Davis, a makeup artist in Chicago, taught me how to do my makeup. I was like, I can't go out like that.
What kind of makeup do you use? What's your brand?
Oh, let me see. Right now I have in front of me Armani. I use MAC. I use NARS. Tom, you want makeup tips for me?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, so I use everything. And then Johnny Wright, who's the hairstylist for the First Lady, he comes in from D.C. and cuts my hair, I don't know, every 4 or 5 weeks.
You look like you don't even need makeup.
What? You want me to show up there?
Work
you
it. Will not work say it, Tom. Work it,
no,
Tom.
No, I'm not work trying it. To work it. I'm serious. I'm honest.
No. On the weekends, I don't really wear makeup, but on the weekdays, I wear a whole lot of it. I can't lie. I would love to, but I can't
Would
lie.
I know you if I saw you without makeup?
Oh, my God, yes. I'm not that busted.
Oh, okay. You make it sound like that.
No. I won't be on the cover of Star Magazine with people saying, what? No, it's not that.
There's no what was she thinking in
Ooh,
your future. You should.
It's like some of the black blogs. Ooh, did you see her without makeup? No, it won't be that bad, but yes. Of course.
You have a huge male following. I get messages every morning almost about what you're wearing, how you look from men who listen to the show and watch you with the sound down.
Are you writing down phone numbers and profiles for me?
Are you looking, Tamron?
What do you mean by looking? What does that mean?
Come on, Tamron.
Are you open to new dating adventures? Are you dating now, or are you in a relationship? That's what they want to know.
Oh, am I in a relationship? Well, it depends on how you define relationship.
Okay, this is like talking to Tom and Jay. Tamron,
that's
do you
right.
have a boyfriend?
Playette, you don't have to answer these questions.
If I have a boyfriend, I don't believe in titles. I don't think you should have.
Do you have a male companion who you see regularly and to the exclusion?
You don't have to answer
others.
That. You don't have to answer that.
My attorney has advised me that I don't
Thank
have
you.
To answer
Thank you.
That question. Thank
Cameron,
you.
Tom, that's
none
not
of that.
Fair.
It's like what? That, like that Senate, committee where you hold your hand over the microphone
and we whisper in
your ear.
See, I was thinking more Godfather testimony. I lean in, but okay, Senate works.
That's my kind of woman. She don't want titles, man. Man, where can you find another one like that?
Is Prince still a big fan of yours?
Oh, yeah. He's in London right now. He was in Paris. We're very good friends.
So is Prince the guy you're dating?
Pardon me?
Is Prince the guy you're dating?
No.
Definitely not.
You can't date Prince. Nobody can date. You can't date
Well, you
Prince.
Either marry him or, you go straight to the marriage thing, I think, with Prince. So are you and Prince an item?
No.
He just
Okay, when you,
you
had
so
your MSNBC show, he did your theme song.
Yes, he did. Yes, he is... a great friend. He gives me great advice.
What's the best piece of advice Prince has ever given you?
And was it loud?
Oh, you know what? Before I started... before
Did you
I started...
have to go, what?
Believe it or not, he gives me advice on what to wear, my hair. You wouldn't be surprised because, he has a reputation for being a controlling person, which he is not. He's very opinionated. In fact, when I just cut my hair back to this style, he sent me a picture of Audrey Hepburn, and he said, I see you trying to be Audrey, and then he told me to move the bangs off my face.
Wow.
True story.
What's the difference between opinionated and controlling in this case?
Opinionated is Ike Turner. No, controlling would have been Ike Turner. Opinionated is, I think, Prince. There's a difference.
Wow.
I like the musical comparisons. Okay.
Okay, season 2 of Deadline, Crime with Tamron Hall. Has started already, huh?
Yeah. We had our first night last Sunday. Our ratings were fantastic, and I'm so happy about
Why
that.
Why do you think people are so fascinated with crime? Because I know I can watch it 24/7.
I know. I just... It's true. I think, you know what I think? I think people believe that they're part attorney, part investigator, and it's the fear that it can happen to you. Statistically, it cannot, but you wonder, especially for women, I have to be honest, you know, we walk to our car in a parking lot, or you get on the elevator and someone gets on there, no matter their race, if it's a man, as a woman, you kind of pause, especially if there's no one around.
Do you watch a lot of crime yourself?
No, I do not. I have terrible insomnia. I sleep like 2 hours a night, and so I have to watch what I put in my mind late at night. So honestly, I try to turn on something funny, and then I go to bed. I try to avoid it because I have a vivid imagination, and if it gets into my head, it's pretty bad.
I know
it sounds like
feeling.
I'm in therapy. I feel like I'm in therapy right now. But
that's what we do. That's what we do, Tanner.
That's what you do every morning, a little therapy.
And talk about your outfits and your hair.
Oh, my God, we love your outfits. We do love your outfits.
What you wearing this morning?
Yeah,
what'd
you get?
I have three dresses in front of me. I have a really bright pink dress that's a Kenzo I might wear. And then I have another dress that every time I put it on, I think I'm going to wear it, and I don't because I think it makes me look a little too voluptuous in the front. So I might put it on today. We'll see.
Well, wear that one.
I'll wear that one.
Okay, yeah, good. Yeah, I'm wearing the voluptuous in the front, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you watch.
Which one would your boyfriend like to see you wear, Tamron?
Yeah. Which boyfriend are you talking about?
Which one would your boyfriend like to see you wear today? Yeah.
You don't have to answer that. You don't have to answer that.
My attorneys have advised me that I don't.
We'll be watching.